Carol Marks, here with A Touch of Gray, and we are at Radio Row for Families USA Health Action 2013, and every year they have a grassroots meeting to discuss health care in the United States and how it's all doing. And now we're very happy to be talking to Cheryl Fish, Parsham, I hope I got that right. And welcome to A Touch of Gray.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
Now, you're Deputy Director of Health Policy at Families USA. What are some of the things that you've been working on? I know one of them has been Medicaid.
Yes, we're very much looking forward to the expansion of coverage for on Medicaid that in the past you've had to have either dependent children or be over 65 to get Medicaid, and that's not going to be the case in 2014. In most states, people will get Medicaid even if they're childless adults or their children have grown and if they're low income. Now, some states haven't yet made the decision to go and provide this Medicaid coverage, and we're very much hoping that they will make that decision to provide
it now. What is Families USA doing to try to see that this process gets done? Are you trying to organize people to write to governor and tell him that something that he should be done and why it should be done, because actually it's going to wind up saving money and health care costs?
It will certainly save money and health care costs if states expand Medicaid, and writing letters is a wonderful strategy for everyday citizens. Can certainly write letters and talk to their state legislators as well as their governor and explain the importance of this.
What are some of the states that haven't gotten into expanding the program yet, that are still thinking about it?
Yeah, there's a number of states. I don't think I can call them off the top of my head, but there are a number of states that are still trying to make that decision. Some of those states were waiting until after the elections to make their decision, and we think that they'll realize now that this is important. It actually is a savings to their state because the federal government will be paying the costs.
Yes, they're going to be paying a good part of the costs. Now, I also thought that it's very important to address what has gone on in the House of Representatives, because they really suggested a plan that would cut Medicaid drastically and change it. So for those who don't know, what have they suggested?
Well, there are different suggestions on the table. One suggestion has been a per capita cap where you sort of block grant the Medicaid program, and we're worried about that sort of a proposal because if people need more coverage, or if the economy is in a bad situation and more people are laid off work or are poor, we need Medicaid to be able to accommodate the times and be able to provide coverage as people need it.
And what about the idea of a block grant? Because I think that is so unhelpful, because that grant is just going to get cut over time.
That's right. It could easily get cut over time, and it may not be adjusted to meet people's needs and the needs of the economy and the healthcare needs of people.
Now, as somebody who's involved in health policy for Families USA, what are some of the other things that you're working on?
Well, I work a lot on private insurance issues, and as you know, the Affordable Care Act has really improved the picture for people with pre-existing conditions. We'll be able to buy coverage in 2014. No matter their health status. If they go to these new insurance marketplaces that you may have heard them called exchanges, or may have heard them called marketplaces, they'll be able to get premium credits. If they don't have an affordable offer of employer-based coverage, they'll be able to get premium credits to help them with the cost of coverage. And we just think this is a really helpful and needed reform.
And one thing I like very much was the fact that the insurance companies are, under the Affordable Care Act, are required to spend most of their money on providing health care benefits and not on administration. But do you think that they're all doing it? Because I think they've raised the premiums a lot.
Well, there actually were rebates at the end of last year.
Yep.
That a number of consumers got checks in the mail because their companies weren't spending the required amount. So we see that situation as getting better and better. Now, the other thing is that there's rate review, and that's also
the premiums,
it's better
yeah.
in some states than in others. But if your audience is living in a state where a rate review isn't there, they should be pushing to get it. And if they're in a state where there is rate review, they should certainly be talking to their insurance commissions when rates are going up more than they can afford, because the insurance commission can review those rates. And
now, I know in Connecticut, of course, we're the home of insurance companies, but we have a lot of insurance companies that have signed up for the exchange program. Have you found that there are some states in which a goodly number of insurance companies are going to be included?
Yes, I just heard in a session earlier this morning that in California, many, many insurance companies are bidding to be included. And in some states, some state exchanges or insurance marketplaces are kind of working with those companies to offer their best policies to consumers rather than all of their policies. They want to make sure that there are good standards for what's sold in the marketplace.
Now, also, what I like is the fact that insurance companies are going to try to make their language more accessible, because it's, you know, in the past, people have gotten into problems because who could read that little bit of print?
Yeah, and in September of this year, insurance companies started for the first time printing out a summary of benefits with a glossary, actually, and it's short. It's a few pages that you can pick up and read, and it explains to you for different services what might you have to pay and what will the insurance company pay and will there be a deductible. If you go out of network, how will that change? Those are very helpful concepts for people to understand, and we're overjoyed that people can now get quick summaries and compare their plans.
Is there anything else that you're going to be working on with health policy in the coming months, or that you think you're going to be working on in 2014?
Well, I think our big push in the coming year is to help people understand their new options so that they can enroll. The premium credits and Medicaid options will be helpful to many, many people, and we just really need to get out the word.
And that is most important, to get them enrolled and to understand it and why it is important for everybody to get on board with it. So
yes.
I want to thank you, Cheryl Fish Parsham, Deputy Director of Health Policy at Families USA, for coming on and talking about all the things that are involved in the new Affordable Health Care Act, which will help so many people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.